all night long.
A levee falling apart in central Wisconsin causing massive flooding. How about this new poll? Who are the people who think the health law should do more good than the harm that some think will actually come to all of us as a result of this new legislation? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and those spots in between. I don't care what your stripes are. If you have an opinion, boy, we want to hear from you. So let me give out the digits right from the get-go. That way, you have at least a prayer of trying to remember them, because I'm sure that you're not trying to quickly put them into your little BlackBerry while you're driving down the road 70 miles an hour, right? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How was the weekend? Did everybody have a good weekend? Well, sadly, not the people in Wisconsin, and certainly the politicians didn't have a good weekend. You can tell because it's like their faces get redder and redder when they talk when they're on the Sunday shows, and a lot of it had to do with what's going to happen with the Bush tax credits. We're going to get to that in a sec. But first, Mother Nature, what do I always say, rearing her ugly head. This time, boy, the pictures are just horrific. This is radio, so let me describe it to you. If you've ever been in a situation where it rains and it rains and it rains, you know that old expression, oh, it's raining cats and dogs. And that's okay when it's just heavy rain. But when it's heavy rain that pulls down a levee that is crucial, well, that was the case in central Wisconsin. Boy, and I feel for anybody that was involved in that because they're trying to figure out the damage. This levee was just south of Highway 33 for people who know where that is, and it was failing miserably on Sunday and leaking water cut off access into a park. So now you're looking at the floods and you're looking for more to slam into the Midwest. And, you know, so it's not just Wisconsin. We're talking about areas across the board where, when I say across the board, meaning, you know, look basically at Illinois on down for how much rain they're getting. And in the case, though, of the levee falling apart, the emergency crews up there said they weren't letting anyone in or out of the park because, you know, you'd basically be floating, and that people have no way to come out. If they're going to come out, the only way they're going to get out with this crazy high water would be by boat. And even in, you know, you look at in Minnesota, parts of Minnesota, the flood up there, the floodwaters hit like 58 houses and 20 businesses just washed out. And when you evacuate some of these areas, you're talking about, you know, people that won't be able to go back for maybe even a week. You know, the Minnesota area, brutal, some of the floods there, some of the roads that had to be closed. In fact, the governor, he actually declared this area in southeastern Minnesota on Sunday afternoon a disaster area and just said, get the people out, just get them out of there. It's going to be rough, especially for those on the Minnesota River who are getting ready for even more flooding. I mean, that, you know, basically you're talking about these thunderstorms that went across the southern area of Minnesota through central Wisconsin, and that happened Wednesday through Friday, dumping all of this rain. Like I was saying, hey, it's nice to get the rain, but then there's a point where it's too much when you're getting 7 inches, and then when you see a levee collapse, ooh, certainly you know what that's about. The National Weather Service said that the Wisconsin River reached 20, this is when I started to look at the story, 20.18 feet. Wow. And that's near that Highway 33 bridge. And that's when you start to see that crest, oh, you know it's bad. All right, our mothership, of course, is located in Minneapolis. Matt, I know Minneapolis is a little bit of a different story, but what was the buzz that you were hearing about the floods in that southeastern area I was talking about?
Well, just personally, I was driving around a lot Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it just never stopped raining. We got a bunch of rain here in the metro area. We got about, I think it was 9 or 10 inches in about 12 hours, and it just seemed like every day it was raining. It was like living in Seattle for a minute. And I know I've seen pictures of what happened down in the southeast in Owatonna and some other cities, and it's just crazy how the waters just rise up.
Yeah. So think about those people. I mean, for all of you out there, you know you suffered through. Think about those people if we start to hear that the devastation is pretty bad. You know, at this point, it's about assessing it. You know, did everybody get out? What happened? We think of what happened in Nashville and how horrible the flood was there for many of those people. How bad is the damage here? Speaking of the damage and plugging up the dam of a different kind, it's the votes that matter. The politicians want to get reelected. Okay, we know that. And now this Bush tax cuts deal that's supposed to expire in December is front and center on so many people's minds, and for good reason, because it's always the question is, how does this affect me? What's in it for me, right? So middle class or Richie Rich, doesn't matter. It's that whole promises, promises, promises deal. You promised you weren't going to raise my taxes, and here you are raising my taxes. So a couple of different opinions on that. One, we start with the Democrat Dick Durbin, the senator who made his rounds on the Sunday shows, and he says that this is the way the Democrats will become pretty strong with this whole tax cut conversation.
The Republicans, while asking for tax cuts for the wealthy, have refused time and again to give unemployment benefits to those who've lost their job through no fault of their own. So on the basic core major issue, the Democrats are in a strong position.
All right, strong position, he says. Mitch McConnell has, as you can imagine, the Republican senator from Kentucky, a much different take on it.
Do we want to raise taxes in the middle of a very, very tough economy? All the Republicans think that's a bad idea, and a substantial number of the Democrats think the same thing.
Yeah, the answer is no. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
I got a question for you. You went to school, got a good education, got your job, and you worked hard so you could be what, poor?
No, exactly.
Okay, now. These scam that the Democrats are running about these tax cuts for the rich. Look, all of us work our butts off to try to become rich. And I don't see any difference in them. They pay taxes just like the rest of us do. This envy of how much somebody else has that you don't have or you may not have, that's a crock of bull. We all have the same opportunity. Get out there and use our God-given talents and become rich. And to hell with the Democrats. Anybody with a D beside their name this year, you can kiss your butt goodbye. If we vote for them again, guess what? All the agenda of Obama goes through. And did you know, if this health care bill, there's now a 3.5% tax on you. If you sell your home, has nothing to do with health care, but you're being penalized just to sell your home, something you used to get for free, and this is to fund Obama's takeover and his reelection and all this other crap.
You're right. There's some hidden things that people don't understand, Dan, that are happening. And then slowly but surely they get exposed when somebody goes to sell a house, when somebody goes and they look at their taxes a little bit closer, they realize it. Dan is fired up. Maybe you are too. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You heard Dan say, listen, he's saying get the Democrats out, but he's saying that in the tax situation, you heard Mitch McConnell say, where we are with this recession, why aren't we just freezing everything? And if people work hard and, you know you have that opportunity, why should they get slammed too? You know, I think what the problem is what happened. It's like painting this picture that, okay, wrapping it all up into one. Well, we were screwed by AIG and the thieves that work there that are making millions and wearing Italian suits and ripping us off and turning a blind eye to the subprime situation and to the risky derivatives that they really were dabbling in or whatever. And then taking some of the others who had to be bailed out on Wall Street as well. There's a difference between that, and he makes a good point, and people who have risen from nothing, gone to school, whatever, and worked their way up through X, Y, Z company. And, you know, he makes a point. There are people who have done that. I know people who have gone to law school, killed themselves. You know, my brother's a good example of it. Certainly we didn't come from some blue blood background, big mama money, whatever. And he killed himself to get through school, Then he had to pay back massive loans, jumbo loans. And he paid them back, did the work, worked his way up, did all the stuff, goes through all the depositions, goes through everything you have to go through, all that stuff. And if, let's say he's somebody who's making 250, barely, or 260 or two, whatever, a lot of people will get hit that way. There are people right on that edge that will get slammed by that. That's why when the number came out, remember initially it was 250 across the board, and then all of a sudden it was, well, if you're an individual and you're not married, well, then it's 200,000. But really, that's not necessarily a lot of money, depending on the size of your family, where you are, you know, whatever. So Dan does make a point about the tax situation. Listen, even not going down that path, I think it should be frozen anyway. There is no question, no matter who you talk to, we are feeling the effects of a recession. I mean, I test this theory all the time, not just here on these airwaves, but in other places, talking to other people in other industries. I see it. I feel it. I'm sure all of you can say the same thing. So if we're deep into it, I just mentioned how in Florida I saw that there were so many houses that were foreclosed on. And I said that there were houses there for a steal because, frankly, the home values went flying out the window. And the same thing in California. So, and that was because of the blind leading the blind down these subprime mortgages. Oh, you have a job? Okay. No questions asked. And now we see, now we're suffering from the reverse side effects of this. And there's no doubt about it in my mind. We're in trouble. I mean, stocks didn't have the biggest swoon that they had over the summer in September, but it's still like gambling. We know that. Gold is going through the roof, hits up over 1,300 on Friday for an ounce. My prediction of 2,000 might even be off. It might be more than 2,000. And there's a good reason for that, because people want something that they feel like they can count on. And gold or silver or whatever, for various reasons. I mean, here's the great tip about gold. It doesn't matter. Buy it, sell it. You don't have to worry about Uncle Sam going after your money on the gold. And I think people are realizing that if they can afford to get some of it, that's what they're doing, because they're making money on it, where they're not doing that over the negative news that is affecting Wall Street. And lots of people have 401ks. Those 401ks aren't what they used to be. So anyway, going down the road of the taxes, John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, had his own take on the cuts, on ending uncertainty, and more about jobs.
Congress has an opportunity this week to end some of the uncertainty by allowing American people to know what the tax rates are going to be at the end of the year. To adjourn without dealing with this means that, in their minds, the elections are more important than the jobs for the American people.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, which is it? You know, is it the jobs? Is it knowing the tax rate? I like what he said there about the tax rate. I think everybody wants to know the tax rate, because how do you figure that out? You know, April is when they come asking for the money, and if you get an extension, you're only going to have to pay it anyway. So how much do you have to pay? There is a lot of uncertainty, a lot of conversation about that. When I was on a plane flying earlier in the day from Florida to our satellite facility in Dallas, you know, the conversation in the airport, because you start to have conversations besides football. There were conversations about taxes. I was surprised. I mean, I guess I was surprised because now you're talking about strangers. You're not talking about a group of people that are traveling together. You're talking about strangers that strike up this conversation in the row, and then it scatters over to the other aisle. And naturally, I was part of that conversation. I didn't start it. And that it rolled into what was the Cowboys score in Tampa Bay, Bucks, how did they do? Which, by the way, we'll have that later, because that was our game of the week and nail the score. But the conversation really was centering around the taxes and businesses, because they were the different people were business travelers that were coming back. All right, without further ado, let's go to our pal across the border, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Right now, there is a certain football parent I would like to hang from the goalpost because of the language he used against a certain young female referee yesterday.
Ooh, what happened? Tell us the story. We live vicariously through you for your ref stories.
This is, in a way, not a funny story. Okay, you know, I mentioned this female, a good young official named Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yesterday she was head ref in a game. It's her second year, and the head ref, she was the age group. Here in Canada, we call it mosquito. It's 10 and 11-year-olds. Okay, she made a call, which I thought was the right call. Okay, a male parent is yelling, "Hey, female dog, are you OTR?
Wow.
Yeah, I think you know what OTR means.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she's French, but her English is pretty good. She, during a stop, she goes, what does OTR mean? I whispered it very distinctly, and I said, your woman's monthly stuff. She went, okay. She stops the game. I pointed out the parent. She goes to the president of the local of that particular association and says, "Excuse me, sir, you heard what he said?" He goes, "Yes, I agree." "Okay, Charlie, get out." So then the parent goes, this Charlie goes, "Why, it's a free country. What you just said, that's degrading to women. So what's she doing here? She should be barefoot and pregnant, like my wife is."
Wow.
He didn't know it. Wife was sitting there, goes, "Charlie, you better move out. Divorce proceedings will begin." Okay, we figured that was the end of that. Halftime of the game, he comes pounding in and says, "It's your fault, you name-calling. How dare you become a referee? This is only for men or boys or whatever." So we just, me and my two other officials and the president of our local association is very gentlemanly, went up to him and said, "Sir, please leave. That language is not called for here." He looks at my president, who's, with all due respect, a little bit on the large side, said, "Looks like you haven't missed too many meals, you fat blankety-blank. Okay." I grabbed him by one shoulder. My president grabbed him by another. Two other officials grabbed him by each arm. And we unceremoniously asked him to leave. And while he was doing that, he gives my president a little elbow. The president said, "Okay, I'm calling the police. That's assault."
Wow.
So then after we got all that settled, we ran back into the room, and Elizabeth is in tears. Because, what happened. So luckily, Julie, da-da-da-da-da, came through. P.S., she's fine, he's in jail, and right now he's in the process of being sued for divorce. That's all I have to say. Steve says hello. Steve says no way there'll be peace as long as he's alive.
Yeah, so we were talking about that earlier, about Netanyahu and what was going to happen and the fact that the construction had stopped and all that sort of thing. Wow, boy, these stories across the border, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Hang with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
There's not a lot of love being shown, I think, to the politicians for decision 2010 when it comes to the midterm elections, unless we're talking about replacement players. And we can see that people are fired up, obviously. I got a ton of emails. We're going to check the mailbag in just a couple of minutes here on America Tonight, because you are fired up, America, about a couple of things. And most of it is related to politics. Some of you, though, wanted to know the answer to the question of who won the game between the Steelers and Tampa Bay. Interesting story here. I could have gone to that Tampa Bay game. I was in Tampa Bay, but I left during that game. And there was massive traffic. I thought, what is up with the Bucs fans? they can't even get to the game on time. And they must not be tailgating because the game's going on and I'm stuck in traffic going to the airport. But anyway, we'll let you know whether someone nailed the score in our next segment and tell you what's shaking across the board in sports shorts. But a few quick headlines here. Besides the politics of it all, of what's going to happen on November 2nd, what people will win as far as those who are making some noise from the so-called Tea Party, whether it's Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, who's trailing badly in the polls right now, or Sharon Angle in Nevada, who is tied with Senator Harry Reid in the Las Vegas paper. The Journal Review, a big paper there, did a poll, and they're tied at this point. Or what happens with Marco Rubio, the candidate out of Florida who's making a bunch of noise, Rand Paul in Kentucky running for the Senate there. He's ahead of his opponent. He looks pretty good for winning that seat, but likely voters and who actually goes to the poll can be two different things. I do put some stock in the polls. I've said this before. Because if none of this ever came true, then nobody would ever, none of the politicians would even look at the polls or go by the polls or any of that. So I do put a little bit of stock in it. But what actually happens on Election Day and counting into the wee hours, which of course will be here, yeah, that's a different story altogether. It might not play out the way it's looking it's going to play out, but we'll see. We'll see if it does or not. Right, before we get to the quick check of the mail, a few headlines worth mentioning here from the top because I don't want to miss them. One is this mega church pastor who says he's going to fight all the accusations. He doesn't care if it puts him under the ground. He's going to fight it. He's going to prove that everybody's wrong about him. At least the accusers are wrong about him. And we talked about this a little bit last week. This is a big, giant story. A very famous pastor in Georgia, anyway, Bishop Eddie Long, is accused of luring young men into relationships with him. And he was he's out of the church. I mean, he's out of the church temporarily. He's saying he's going to be back to lead the church next week. He won't talk about the specifics of the lawsuit, but he flat out denies the allegations and says he's going to do everything he can to fight it. Four young men have filed the suits. Three live in Georgia, one from Charlotte, North Carolina. They went to his satellite churches there, and they claim they were members of the Youth Academy, and that's a program that taught teens about sexual and financial discipline. Long gave them gifts, took them on trips to seduce them, is what they're saying. And he's been a massively, massively outspoken opponent of gay marriage. And his church has counseled gay people to become straight. So he's a defendant in the lawsuits, and he's claiming it's absurd, that it's ridiculous. But the lawsuit says the opposite, that they're saying that the pastor abused his spiritual authority. So we'll see. The people, the young men that are coming forward, all four were 17 and 18 years old when the relationships began, according to the lawsuit, older than Georgia's age of consent, which is 16. Big story. And a lot of people go to that mega church, and he has a big, 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 big voice in some parts of the nation, and certainly in Georgia he does. All right, we're going to move to check the mail. Remember, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, and a lot of you have done that. That's why I don't want to miss the mailbag this show here on ATN, because sometimes, you know, we get lost in all the things that we're talking about, and I forget to check the mail. Kind of like at my own home when I forget to check the mail, so I don't want to do that. So here's our first one. This is from Tim Edwards listening to us. He says, listening to you in Vermont. Kate, I just don't understand this whole Tea Party thing, and the reason I don't understand it is I get it if some people don't like Christine O'Donnell, and they think she's not experienced, or they don't like Sharon Engel or any of the other folks who represent the Tea Party. But how can you fault them, for goodness sake, for stepping out of obscurity and into the spotlight to lead some of these rallies, to actually run on something that matters? And the fact that they're plain spoken folks and they're not political animals, doesn't that say something? Of course, they're not going to be skilled like the other demagogues on the Hill. What do people want from them? I think it's awesome that they decided to take the risk. Bravo. Whether I would vote for them or not, it's not about that. It's about the fact that they were willing to take the risk. All right, this one's from Peter John in Austin, Texas. Hello, America. Tonight, I have a question. You had a guest on talking about how much money it would cost if you had a child now to raise them up to college age. And the amount that was quoted was $222,000. Wow, that's insanity, Kate. Now, wonder why people aren't having children. Who can afford that? And that doesn't even include educating them for four more years afterwards. I think we're hitting scary, scary times, and it's an upside-down world. It makes no sense to me. Have you even looked at some of the college tuitions? What a darn shame. I think a lot of people won't be able to get that secondary education. What do you think? I'll tell you what's going to matter for a lot of people is going to be the scholarships and help that's available, because you're right, it depends on the school, but boy, the tuition, some of the tuitions are crazy. I mean, certainly a lot of you listening to me have computers. All you have to do is just type up any big school, you know, type in any big school and look at the tuitions and you'll be floored. Texas, Penn State, UCLA, USC, to name a few, Notre Dame, there's a big one for you, Florida State, Florida, and any more. I think what may happen, too, is you'll have a lot of kids that will go to state schools or community colleges and then go on to another school after that, or try to find whatever way they can, maybe work for a company and get the rest of the college education, but usually that's for more education afterwards. But I agree, it's going to be tougher and tougher. The tuition is just crazy. I looked at my alma mater, and I was stunned to see what the out-of-state tuition was. I want to say the out-of-state tuition was $30,000 plus a year, which doesn't even include books and all of that. So then you figure you add that up, and then the cost of meals and everything else in between, and you're looking at a pretty big nut to try to fill, and especially you have a couple of kids and they're just spaced out some years behind each other. That makes it pretty tough. I guess what you have to do is raise your child to be a left-handed pitcher, or if you have a daughter, get her to swing the golf club, because maybe she can get a golf scholarship or a tennis scholarship or something. I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm almost not kidding, because that would be one way to get through school. That was good that you pointed that out, and the guest we had on, his name was Jeremy Louder, and he was good. He was talking about the way that you have to think and how you can acquire wealth if you're just smart about it and start to do it earlier, or start to do it a little bit differently. All right, here's another one. This one is from Amelia. Hey, America, tonight, I heard you talking about the football game last week. I'm sorry I missed out on that, but it sounds like a whole lot of fun. What is the deal? How does that work? I just caught the tail end of it. All right, glad you asked. It's called Nail the Score. We're going to tell you whether we had a winner or not coming up in just a few minutes. But it's very easy, Amelia. Anyone can do it. You don't have to know sports. You don't have to like football. It's like picking lottery numbers. It's our fun little game, our little contest. And it happens on Thursday into Friday morning. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, you pick one of the teams, and you tell us what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you get massive bragging rights. Plus, besides wearing the crown, you win a whole bunch of prizes from our prize closet, which is bursting at the seams. Hang through, everybody.
You have mail, mistress.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 Capsule Bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Back setting up in the pocket with time down the field for Wallace. Touchdown! Whoa! Charlie back. Let it fly. 46 yards.
Eyes Ward in motion. He's been quiet thus far.
Here's back down the field. Wallace.
Pittsburgh beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, spanking them 38-13. You heard a little bit of that there. How about it? Did anybody nail the score? Well, my guess was completely wrong. I said the Bucs would win it 17-14. There were a bunch of people that picked Tampa Bay. There were a few people that picked the Steelers, like Charlie in Kentucky. He said 31-10. That certainly didn't work out. Had the right team, but not the right score. Rick in Illinois liked the Steelers 24-10. And Deb in Kentucky liked the Steelers 27-17. But as you can see, nobody nailed the score. Week 4 in the NFL, we'll see if somebody can get it done next time around. I do want to also mention that the Dallas Cowboy 50th anniversary books are out to our winners. Dan in Texas, listening to us. Rick in Kentucky. Rick in Illinois. Deb in Kentucky. And my pal, the Horseman of Horsemen in Kentucky, Trey Davis. Also, the book is out to you. We've got some more giveaways coming up just for the calls, too. Coming up next week, we'll be doing that again. This time it's the Chicago Bears. How about that? There's some other things to talk about in sports, but also, too, some NFL notes. Tony Romo and the Cowboys picked up their first win. That would have been brutal for the Cowboys if they went in the tank 0-3 to start off the season and went into a bye week. So 27-13 on the road, they beat the Texans. That was obviously big for them. Minnesota comes up big, which they should have, against Detroit, 24-10. The Eagles, under Michael Vick, who had four touchdowns, he lifted the Eagles to an easy win, which that was over Jacksonville. Same thing, 28-3 was a real spanking, but it should have been. Indy rolls 27-13 over Denver. An interesting finish was Arizona 24-23 beating Oakland. I know there's some Oakland fans listening to us. Another big win was Atlanta. The Falcons landed in overtime over New Orleans 27-24. That would be considered a very big win and a great finish, obviously, for them. Matt, you're a big Vikings fan. One of the storylines across the board nationally, not just in Minnesota, was Brett Favre. Can he handle this? Is he okay? Is he still the same Brett Favre? And they should have manhandled the Lions. They did. So I would think that Minnesota fans have to be happy to walk away with that win.
Yeah, we played pretty well. And the only thing that's struggling right now is the passing game. But I think we got the bye week coming up. We got all these new receivers that are learning the offense. I think it'll come along in time. But we got the running game going, and the defense looked great today. So all signs are pointing in the right direction right now.
All right. We love that we have football. There's no question about that. But we're also, a lot of us, huge baseball fans. I know some of you listening to me love the great game of baseball. And there are a lot of teams now that are starting to clinch, including the Rangers. I used to be the sports director at the Rangers station. You know where you live, they probably have a station that broadcasts whatever the team is, whether it's college or pro. And when I was there and I was doing a talk show and I was doing the Rangers post game, the Rangers won the division twice. It was exciting. And then, of course, they only won one playoff game against the Yankees, and John Burkett was the pitcher then. But it's been that long. It's been 10 years, so it's been a decade. And the Rangers, I think, deserve this win. Here's what really the team leader, Michael Young, had to say with the chance to play in the postseason.
It's exactly the way I imagined it would feel like. It's exactly the way I hoped it would feel. And we're on our way. We're on our way. I mean, obviously, our goal right now is to be the world champs. And part one's done.
All right. Good stuff. Should be pretty interesting. So in the East, who knows, kind of a log jam. And I'm saying the AL East. Tampa Bay is on top. The Yankees are a half game behind. Boston is 7. Minnesota Twins, they clinched in the Central. I know fans there are, you know, hey, they've been there. But this is exciting to see them clinch, I'm sure. And what a fine record they have in the American League. They're just, the best record is Tampa Bay. They're 93-62, but Minnesota's right there, 92-63. Texas, we just told you, they clinched in the AL West. In the National League, Philadelphia is in the playoffs, but sadly, they lose to the lowly Mets. So they're six games in front of Atlanta. They're in, but do they clinch the East? They've clinched a playoff spot. Cincinnati on top in the Central. St. Louis is 6.5 games back. San Francisco, interesting, in the West. They're just a half game in front of San Diego. Matt, are you getting excited for the playoffs? I know that you're going to go to a playoff game. I'm going to go to a playoff game. We'll have to tell the listeners what that's like, because it's a whole different atmosphere, I think, when you go and watch the playoffs versus the regular season.
Yeah, I can't wait. Me and my buddies are scheduled to go to the first playoff game at Target Field and watch the Twins play. So I'm pretty excited for it. I can't wait. I love playoff baseball, and being there is just going to be even better.
Yeah, I think so too. There's just a different feel to the playoffs than going out and watching a regular season game. Although, hey, any of it's good, right? If you get a ticket, if somebody gives you a ticket, if your buddy has a ticket, you take your kid, whatever. It's all good stuff. But there's something about going to the playoffs that there's just this electricity in the air, especially for teams. Like, the Rangers will be an interesting team because it's been so long for them to get back there. So, you know, you can sort of feel that momentum building unquestionably because people are excited, at the possibilities of what's could happen for them. At least they're back anyway in the playoffs. A couple of other things worth mentioning here in the world of sports, believe it or not. Jim Furyk, wow. Just, we're talking about how the money woes affecting so many people, right, in a recession. He's saying, what recession? I worked hard at my golf game. He won a $10 million bonus, and it all came down really to one shot, but doesn't it always come down to that one moment in sports? And I guess I didn't realize that he was up for the bonus, because, you know, now so many of these sports, tennis does it too. They're trying to make it a little bit more exciting and add something to it. So Furyk, with a major bunker shot, just went crazy. I mean, the guy shows really no emotion, and he hit like the jackpot. What do you think he's thinking in his head when he's pumping his fist at that moment on the green, and he realizes, knowing that there was that potential, what he can possibly do with all of this money? And he's a good guy. He gives money to charity. He didn't come from big money. So he wins the FedEx crown, and that's why he got that bonus dough. That's pretty nice, isn't it, Matt? $10 million. Ugh. I mean, $10 million, that's incredible. And what it was he just hit a clean shot from the bunker, which many of you weekend hackers know how tough that is. It just heads for the flag. It lands a couple of inches from the cup, and it spins to a stop, you know, just a couple feet for an easy par, and then the one-shot win over Luke Donald.
Yeah, I actually just watched a highlight of that a couple of minutes ago. It's
incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I could handle the $10 million, though.
I could, too. Let me take a shot at that one. You know, it's just like, it's a little bit different, I know, than the nerves of when you're trying to hit that last miniature shot on the miniature course up through the Tiger's head and into that final hole so you get the free ice cream cone. But, wow, just absolutely crazy. $10 million, which, by the way, because he also won the tournament, he gets $11.35 million. Dollars. Woo! Do you think they had to back up the Brinks truck so he could take home the loot?
How's it been, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.